It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, that's me. Good day, America. Welcome to The Sports Attack. Black here, you there. Phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. They take us along for the ride each and every day. We have a bunch of affiliates all around the country. They love us. We love them right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go. Various different ways, devices, and platforms you can use to get not only this show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what I mean by that is this. You got your iPhone, you got your iPad, you got your iPop, you got your iWatch. You also have the very different Android products that are available. Well, guess what? All you got to do is download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, go to town on it, / talk, listen live, and we are there. We are there for you. So if you're heading to work, the joggers are already out in full force in front of my house, which is what they do on a regular basis around here. It's a nice neighborhood. Go down to the water, all that kind of good stuff. Doggies are dogging, joggers are jogging. And, you know, to quote Frank Zappa, it's a beautiful thing. However, we only got you for a little bit of time during the course of the day. And that's reality right there. So for us, we got you. We want you. Use your app, use your device, and rock and roll. Okay? Now, most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. They, you know, look, these guys and girls, we talk about it each and every day. They're out there. They protect us. They're overseas. They're domestic. They're in Army bases, Air Force bases, in Navy bases. It doesn't really matter. The Coast Guard as well. You know? They don't get the downtime that other people get. They get some, but not much. And when you don't get that kind of downtime, we want them listening to us. So we respect them. We hope that you do too. So if you see somebody on the street, give them a hearty thanks. Tell them you appreciate their service. Buy them a cup of coffee if you're so inclined. But make sure you thank them for their service and be on your way. We're on our way to a commercial right now. When we come back, we'll recap the weekend. Pretty big weekend in the world of sports right after this short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you suffer from back pain, joint pain, arthritis, or other chronic pain, you need to try the water therapy benefits that Advantage Therapeutic Walk-In Bath provides. Not only does Advantage Walk-In Bath help get you in and out of the tub safely, it is proven to be beneficial to relieve aches and pains, giving you the relief to enjoy your day. You can enjoy taking your new bath and rejuvenating your body in as little as 7 days. And if you call today and ask for the radio special, we'll give you a 15 $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Every call in the next 10 minutes will receive a $1,500 coupon towards the purchase of a new Vantage walk-in bath. Your aches and pains can be washed away. Call right now for a risk-free quote. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. 800-552-6851. That's 800-552-6851.
Every business has unique stats that lead them on a path to growth. Let Muse Platforms find yours with a free assessment to see how we can help you increase sales. Text STATS to 797979 for your free assessment today. MusePlatforms.com will build your digital marketing platform through insight, innovation, and impact. We provide a one-stop shop for Adobe Creative and Marketing Cloud solutions for businesses of all sizes. So text STATS to 797979 today. Let your stats lead you down a path to growth.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Yeah, that's me. Welcome back to the Attack. Black, you, 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71 at Sports Byline USA. Yeah, plenty of stuff to talk about from this weekend. We'll leave the Russians till later. But there was an NBA All-Star game. They managed to fix it so it would be close near the end. Team LeBron, 148. Team Steph, 145. I don't know. I guess in the stats, they'll end up dividing it into West-East. I guess LeBron's East, Steph's West. I don't know. The game itself, I don't care about. Although LeBron did win the MVP. Unfortunately for the NBA, the game itself is being overshadowed by the weekend. I got to be honest. There's just too much at stake for these players to play any defense. They can't get hurt is what it comes down to. You know, last year, if you remember, when they had the game down in New Orleans, fans were actually booing because there was no effort from the players and literally no defense until the last couple of minutes of the game. You know, they have these skills competition earlier in the weekend. And the dunk contest and the three-point shooting and everything else. But the All-Star game has turned into exactly what that is, and that's just an extended version of that. And as entertaining as it can be, because I do get entertained by a guy dropping down a 40-footer or a 360 dunk or somebody dribbling through immovable objects because nobody moves their feet when they're playing defense. They just stick their hands up. It's fine, but for the fans who actually come to see some basketball played, it's boring. It's boring. And it's a problem. Because if you're going to showcase your best, and they are the best athletes in the world, you have to come up with some kind of I don't know how to fix it. I don't know how to fix it. If they're going to, and Kevin Arnowitz had a pretty good idea from ESPN. He goes, if you're going to do this, choose up sides with the teams, you could have halftime trades. That's not bad. Be like the schoolyard. Man, you know, why don't we switch guy? You get dumpy, I'll get dopey. But there's nothing there. There's literally no skin in the game. The players like it. You know, they get exposure. They get to see their buddies it's they get treated like gold, which is certainly appealing to them because they like being courted, no pun intended. But a lot of these guys, they don't want to play. They'd rather have the weekend off with the families and, you know, all that kind of good stuff. And Jackie McMullen, who's one of my favorite writers, takes it all the way back to the Celtic days when Parrish, Bird, and McHale were perennial all-stars. And the voting was different, of course. And she was talking about how, you know, they'd have a conversation with Robert Parrish and say, hey, Chief, you're not going to make it this year. And he was like, oh, thank God. Yeah, I don't want to go. You know, Bird would say, did Lambeer make it? McMullen would say yes or no. You know, if it was like no, it was like, oh, good, because now I get on a bus and he says, hi, Larry, I don't have to say bleep you, Bill. Yeah. I mean, like I said, there is a certain level of the guys who do want to catch up with the other guys that they don't see that they're friends with, and that's cool. You know, I don't know. You know, there used to be two All-Star games. So, you know, it used to be worse, but they used to play. So that was kind of tough, too. You know, they're throwing us like 3-on-3 with brackets and all that. I mean, it turns the whole thing into just a gimmick. If you're going to do that, just eliminate it. Same as the Pro Bowl. I mean, I don't know if there's any solution. See, to me, the one that I would like to see is, and you'd have to find the sponsors to put it up, if you wanted some real intensity in a game, is do it for charity. Put up 100,000 per man on the roster and make it 1.5 million per team or whatever. I don't even know how many guys are on the roster. Don't care. And you play off one team against the other team for charity. And then whoever wins at the end, they get X amount, and the other charity gets half. So they get something. But I have no answers. Because the game itself just isn't relevant. There's no relevance to it. The rest of the weekend is significantly more fun. I mean, you saw the Rising Stars competition where they go America against Europe or international or whatever they're calling it. It's all well and good. But, you know, they sit there and the whole attitude is like, well, you know, I want to show off my stuff. I want to show I belong with the big boys. Let me give you what I got. And they really put it on the line. I mean, you know, Tilakina played some defense. You know, other people who were involved in the game really put their skills out there. And it was a fun competition. It was a legit competition. But it's just not, when it translates into the big game, it's just not there. And I, like I said, I get it. I understand why. But how do you fix it? I don't know that you can. I just don't know that you can. If you could, they'd have already have done it. I mean, that's the, you know, that's the ultimate. The game itself, you know. LeBron won MVP. His team came back. Looking down the box score, it didn't really matter. LeBron scored 29 in his 31 minutes. I'm sure Ty Lue was happy to see that. Durant played 30. Paul George played 27. Andre Drummond had a good game. He was 7-7 from the field, dumping it in down low. Jimmy Butler didn't play. And I guess he was nicked a little bit. Not nicked enough to withdraw, but he was like, yeah, I don't think I want to go. So that was kind of interesting. And I guess for Tom Thibodeau's T-Wolves, try to say that three times fast, that was probably the best thing to do. So, again, another one in the books. You got to hang in L.A. and they treat you like gold. I guess that's all right. When we come back, any final thoughts about that? I think I'll have one and it involves flushing a toilet, but we'll see. Anyway, we'll tap out right there. When we come back, it'll be fun. Okay? Promise. Bye.
This is an important announcement. If you're between 50 and 85 and worried about your loved ones, you can still get affordable life insurance for peace of mind.
My life insurance coverage is guaranteed, and I was not required to get a medical exam.
I had high blood pressure and diabetes, and I got my coverage with one telephone call. No exam necessary.
I'm a smoker, and I wanted to take care of my family. I called to get my life insurance and my affairs in order. I wanted to do the right thing.
Call Final Expense No Exam Insurance. Your rates are guaranteed and will never increase.
I called and learned that this insurance cannot be canceled, even if you get sick or gain weight.
And there are no restrictions on how my beneficiaries use the money when I'm gone.
Don't wait until it's too late. Call now and get peace of mind for you and your family. Call 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177. 800-935-2177.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
There you go. Welcome back to The Attack. Black, you. 1-800-878-PLAY. The new format, I don't know. I don't care. It's all good. I mean, you look at the headlines on the various different sports sites. It's like, who had the best sneakers? How could Fergie suck so bad at singing the national anthem? You know, that was the big takeaways, the big headlines out of this weekend. Yeah, it's, okay. Let's go to the national anthem. It was boring. If you're sensing a theme here, well, you pretty much got it. Bluesy 2.5 minutes. She did kind of a little bump and grind. You would have thought that people would have learned by now. Even the players were kind of laughing themselves a little bit, chuckling. Draymond Green had his mouth wide open, like, oh my God. Okay. See, the big thing with me is just, you should know by now that just singing it straightforward, unless you're, you know, Marvin bleeping Gaye or Whitney, just trust me, you're going to get chewed up. Biggest cheer she got was after she finished and she said, let's play some basketball. Crowd went nuts. It was like, finally, done. Thank you. Charles Barkley at the halftime show said he needed a cigarette. A little bump and grind and, you know. Shaq said it was sexy. And Shaq thinks a peanut falling from the sky is sexy. But, you know. I mean, even going back to the Marvin Gaye version back in 83, at the time, there were only a couple of people, and I don't know if that, I have to be honest, I don't remember if it was pre-Jose Feliciano or post-Jose Feliciano, but when people did different renditions other than the straightforward white bread versions of it, they all caught flack. No, I mean, at least it wasn't Roseanne or Carl Lewis. I mean, I don't think Carl Lewis has sung in public since, thank God. But you can't mess with that. Don't touch that. And no, I'm not one of those people taking it seriously. It's like, yeah, come on. The commish spoke out. So evidently they're going to keep the format. But they're going to televise the draft next year. Okay. So then you'll have a bunch of people with microphones running up going, are you mad that you were the 15th pick? No. No. I you know, again, who cares? And James gave up the draft order. He picked Kevin Durant first, Anthony Davis second, Kyrie Irving third, and DeMarcus Cousins fourth. That's about right. Now, he had a bunch of people put on his roster who, you know, he didn't pick because Cousins, John Wall, Kristaps, and Kevin Love all missed the game. So, and Steph didn't say what his order was. So, I ain't losing any sleep over it. But Adam Silver was happy, so that's all that mattered. They did have a meeting in the mines, which needed to happen, and a small group of referees and players had a meeting on Saturday. I'm sure cocktails and sushi was involved. To help clean up what's going on the court. You know, They provided extra jobs for the refs by putting a third ref on the court. Now, frankly, I don't think the game needs three referees, because theoretically, it's not any different than the National Football League when it comes to offensive line play. You could call a foul on every play in the NBA. Now, the union got their way in that particular instance. And they provided more jobs, which is, you know, that's good. People have to work. But there is a lot of tension, because as much as you could call a foul on every play, NBA players think that they never foul anybody on any play. So there's been tension. There's been a lot of technicals. And, you know, you get the Draymonds and you get the Russell Westbrooks and you get Kevin. LeBron got ejected for the first time in his career. One of the things I always like when I listen to a Nick broadcast is every once in a while, when a player gets a technical for a silly reason, barking out a curse or something along those lines, Walt Frazier, Clyde, will say, "I never got a technical in my entire career," which he didn't. As he said, there's no need. Walk away. And he's right. The difference between in his time and progressively later into the history of basketball and now is that these guys, they think their poop don't stink. A lot of them. They think that because they can bounce a basketball and score points, that it entitles them to do pretty much whatever they want. And so these referees, who make a good living, but not obviously the kind of money that these guys make, when they shut them down, they curse them out. And there's a lot of that. It's not just, hey, you blew the call, you owe me on a makeup or something along those lines. They're like bleep, 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 bleep. And the refs have been trained to walk away from most of it. But every once in a while, they'll say the magic word or put it in a way where the ref can't ignore it. And they're getting teased. And Draymond's the worst. Now, every time they evolve into a new base of referees where people retire or step out and they don't get their contracts renewed, whatever the circumstances are, and they bring in these younger refs, they also have referees now without the maturity level of the guys who have been in the game, and the guys and the girls, because there are female referees, who have been in the game for a long period of time. And they don't have the temerity to walk away. They'll bite back. And the superstars don't like that. They look at, you know, what you make in a year is my game check. You know, and that's their attitude. If you ever worked in a restaurant business, you know exactly what I'm talking about. So they're trying to make it work. Referees Union put in, or the league, I should say, put in Lieutenant General Michelle Johnson as head of referee operations. And Monty McCutcheon, who was a very good referee in his time, is head of development and training. So, you know, they're trying to do it. They're trying to get the players on board. And one of the things they talked about is the stop hand procedure that they teach the refs, which is, in other words, and the players are trained on this during mini camps and everything else during training camp, that when the referee finally puts his hand up, the stop hand, that's enough. You got to back away. Well, the players now see that as disrespectful. It's almost like the talk to the hand thing. So they're trying to come up with a better way. And this is where I'm a little put out on this. It guess what? If it gets to that point and a referee puts the hand up, then stop. Walk away. And there's any number of reasons. The player may have taken it too far. The other side of the coin, the referee may recognize that they blew the call. And it's like, stop, I got it. But the players are taking this as a personal effort. You are disrespecting me. So, please, let's pamper them some more. We'll see. They're forming a committee. And you know how I feel about committees. They can all meet in the men's room or the women's room. It's your choice. Anyway, let's tap out right there. When we come back, I'm going to talk about a couple of things politically that happened over the weekend involving basketball, and we'll tap out right there. I'm Black. You're not.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask Home Advisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780. Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
You're back with ATAC, Black U. Some stuff politically going on as well. LeBron James, who has been pretty outspoken of his criticism of President Trump and Kevin Durant as well, who has been critical, was basically told by Laura Ingraham on Thursday, as we were heading into the All-Star weekend, to shut up and dribble. LeBron said, I will not shut up and dribble. It's bigger than me. We need to speak out. And he's got the right to do that. I was thinking about this, and Ingram has done this with other people. If you remember back with the Dixie Chicks, some singers and entertainers back when we went into Iraq, it was, she had the same thing, shut up and sing, and she's used this platform before. So this wasn't, a lot of people took it right away as being racist. It wasn't. If you know her history and do any research, I mean, you got to do some research. And that's part of the problem where I think people are getting blowback is, you know, you can't throw the R word around without having some substance to it. Now, she, I don't know the woman personally. She may be, she may not be. I don't know. But she automatically got branded as being racist. But that was diffused as soon as he said, well, you know, here's the tapes on what I've said previously. And I have said, shut up and sing, shut up and dance, shut up and make movies. This was not anything racially motivated. This was just, she felt these athletes were out of line for criticizing the president. She also referred to his high school education, lack of college education. From all accounts, and this is where I disagree with her completely. You have to go to college to be smart. You know. And to reference the article, she wrote a New York Times bestseller called Shut Up and Sing, criticizing the Dixie Chicks, Barbara Streisand, told Robert De Niro to shut up and act, Jimmy Kimmel to shut up and make us laugh, Greg Popovich to shut up and coach. So from that aspect of it, again, and this is where I feel athletes need to be careful. And I don't mean careful in speaking out. You can speak out. You can say whatever you want. Honestly, say whatever you want. But here's the difference. And I think this is where you need to really be careful. And that is, you're going to get pushback. And see, I think this is where the entitlement aspect, and, you know, I'll take it away from the basketball court. I'll talk about De Niro. If you're going to go out there and say you want to get Trump in an alley so you can kick his ass, well, if somebody pushes back on you, you better be prepared for it. Words have consequences. As Laura Ingram found out, by the way, words have consequences. What she said, and initially people throwing out there that it was racist. And she got the pushback on that. Now, fortunately for her, she had it in print and she had it on the record involving all kinds of different people, many of them white people, that it's a comment she uses all the time, and there was absolutely zero racial intent with it. But Kevin Durant jumped out there and said, well, you know, her comments are racist. And then he backtracked when they did the follow-up. And that's the other aspect of it, too. When you're going to throw stuff out like that, and nobody's saying don't do it, you got to be prepared to defend. You just can't say stuff and say, you know, oh, well, people are going to accept it because I'm right. Oh, okay, good. Well, what if I don't agree? I get plenty of people that don't agree with me on a day-in, day-out basis, but I'm always prepared to defend myself. And that's the issue. You want to be a social justice warrior? Fine. Do it. I have no problem with that at all. You want to come in this show? I'll do an hour with you. But be prepared. Because I'm going to agree with you on some stuff, and I'm going to disagree with you on other stuff. And if I disagree with you on stuff, it doesn't make me a racist. It just makes me have a different point of view. And you better be prepared to back up what you say. It's very easy to just go running around screaming at the top, Trump's a racist, this is that, okay, great. I want part and parcel examples. We went through this with Colin Kaepernick when I was talking to Nate Boyer. All well and good. Colin, you want to kneel? Kneel. You want to protest? Protest. Other people in the National Football League want to jump on board and they want to be a part of it? Outstanding. Do it. No issue with it whatsoever. But if there's blowback off it, be prepared. And as I said to Nate Boyer when I interviewed him way back when, the thing that I'm worried about is with Colin Kaepernick is that the message is going to get lost. I had no problem with him talking about racism. There is racism. And there are cops who shouldn't be cops. The great majority of them are great cops. Some aren't. It's the same as any other profession. And you want to call out those cops that aren't? Absolutely. Do it. But then don't go to a press conference in Miami, in South Beach, wearing a communist t-shirt and socks that have little pigs in police uniforms on them, because you lose the message. And that's you being tone deaf. And if you can't understand and you can't comprehend how people have issues with that, then you shouldn't be opening your mouth to start out with, because you don't know what you're talking about. Or you don't know the repercussions. Well, the same with LeBron James. And the thing with LeBron James, up in Cleveland, he's put his money where his mouth is. He puts kids through college. He sets up programs with the schools all over the place. And I'm not talking these rinky-dink, you know, let's dribble a basketball in front of the camera programs. I'm talking about educational programs, art programs, various different things that he's put his checkbook behind, that he does. So as far as him wanting to better the community, that's great. And Ingram, to her credit, has invited him on her show to discuss, but he won't do it, at least not yet. See, now, I mean, I you know, to me, that's the thing. If you want to do it, you want to open him a thing, go on the show. You want to call her out, do it. Go on the show, discuss the issues. But don't hide behind the mask of, well, I'm an athlete, and you know what I say is what I say, and I have the right to do it, but I don't have the time to sit down and talk with anybody. Because that's where you turn off the fan base. For the most part, fan base doesn't have any problem that you have a viewpoint. You're not robots. Put it out there. You know? Now, the person I have much more of an issue with is Kevin Durant, because he obviously has no clue as to what he's talking about. You know, he's the one that called Ingram's comments a racist without having any background on anything. You know, he feels like and here's a quote. I feel like everybody has a voice. Well, no kidding. Everybody with our own platforms, we can use our voices for good. Okay. I agree with that. It's not just me. I feel everybody in this room has a voice, and it's getting louder and louder every day. Well, being the loudest in the room doesn't make you right. So we got to speak what we believe in. We've got to speak our truths, and we got to keep it real out there. What the does that mean? It's nothing. There's no substance to it. It's platitudes. Trump's a racist. If you saw the Saturday Night Live episode with Larry David, he couldn't back that up if his life depended on it. And I'll throw the open invitation out here. Come on. I'll chat with you for an hour. And not to ambush you and not to make you look stupid, but to talk what we're talking about right now. Let's do it. Okay? And if we do, we'll have a good conversation. And maybe we'll both learn something. Nobody is saying don't speak out. Well, Ingram is. And I don't agree with her on that. But know what you're talking about. But again, you know your stuff before you open your mouth. Because she was prepared. When she made the statement, she was completely prepared. She knew racist was coming down the pike. And she shut it down immediately. And her voice on it was completely right. She said, if pro athletes and entertainers want to freelance as political pundits, they should not be surprised when they're called out for insulting politicians. There was no racial intent in my remarks. False defamatory charges of racism or a transparent attempt to immunize entertainment and sports elites from scrutiny and criticism. And she's spot on right. Spot on right. You're going to talk the talk, you better be ready to walk the walk. And that's where I'll give Colin Kaepernick complete credit. Because he screwed up his career. Now, he's suing the league because he feels there was collusion, and there probably was. But when he opened his mouth and made his decision to do it, he knew what the consequences are going to be, and he paid the consequences. Again, do I agree with his method? No. Does he have the right to do it? Absolutely. Do I think he's tone deaf? Absolutely. But he knew what was coming, and it cost him big time. I don't know if he'll ever play football again. There doesn't seem to be a team willing to take a chance. Now, could he make a roster? Yeah, sure he could. And if he does, there's going to be a circus that goes along with it, not dissimilar to the Tim Tebow circus. When he was around. Different reasons, but still a circus. And I don't know that any team is particularly willing to sign up for that. So we'll see. Like I said, if I'm LeBron, take her up on the invitation. Go on the show. Do it. Have a conversation. Conversing and stuff. All right, let's tap out. Back on wrapping up hour one right after this timeout. I'm Black. You're not.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
And the other thing was, well, I don't know if cocktails were involved or not, but J.J. Redick kind of screwed up. He appeared to use a racial slur, wishing fans a happy Chinese New Year. And he intended to say NBA Chinese fans, and he said something else. I'm not going to say it. I don't know if cocktails were involved. Jeremy Lin, the designated Chinese basketball player in the NBA, there's only one, called Redick. He was satisfied. Allen Iverson was in the video and all this kind of good stuff. Kind of much ado about nothing, but understandably, if the slur was used, it was evidently inadvertent. He said he was tongue-tied, which I just was there for a second. It was produced by a Chinese media company, Tencent, so they got blowback. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, considering the NBA is in markets all over China, and they count on China for a lot of their marketing, it's not something that they wanted to have happen. He wanted to say NBA Chinese fans, and he ended up saying NBA fans in China. It evidently came out the wrong way. I don't know. I'm assuming I know what the word is, but I didn't see it. I didn't hear it. He apologized, and life will go on. Anyway, that's it. We'll be back right after this brief timeout, and we'll move forward with the attack.